Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am excited to be here in the context of understanding what an opportunity we get to connect and encourage you, the listener, those that are viewing us, and today to talk about Nadia.
Yes.
Nadia Murad, a Nobel Peace Prize
2018 winner. Nobel Prize Peace winner.
And I think about it, if you remember back when you know ISIS began to do their evil plotting and things that were going on.
Killing, murdering, raping.
And they were running everybody out of Iraq, to the northern parts of Iraq. They ran part of the people in Iraq to Mount Sinjar. Mm. You may have remembered.
We saw it on our television screens.
We talked about it on VFN-TV. We brought it up about what was going on. And our hearts just went out. I remember one particular picture I put on my wall to never forget the children in Sinjar as the CBN caster was sitting down with them and talking to them. And they seen so much murder, so much evil things taking place. I mean, you see people today talking about evil taking place in the Middle East. It's like, listen, it was much more horrific than you've ever seen before. They were crucifying Christians, people that wouldn't convert to Islam. They were actually, you know, killing them, killing the men, killing the sons. And they were taking the women and they were taking them and using sex trafficking, literally trafficking in the women, forcing them to marry into the soldiers of not even soldiers, just wild, evil Islamic terrorists. They were trafficking and selling them. Well, Nadia was part of that.
Yeah.
And you know what? She dedicated her life. She's going to explain just right now about what it was like, this tragedy. But also, she didn't let it just become a victim of this. She put a fight out to be able to stop it, and she became a Nobel Peace Prize winner for that very thing. Let's join in Nadia right now.
My name is Nadia Murad. I'm from Sinjar, from the village of Kocho in Iraq. Although we were Yazidis, I loved all the faiths. All my life, I see my family in the same village in Kocho. Brothers, sisters, nephews, mother, all in one house. The Yazidis there were living a simple life, but a beautiful life, and we were satisfied. On August 3rd, 2014, I was still in the village when Daesh attacked the Yazidi in Sinjar. As people were escaping to the mountain, 3,000 Yazidis, men and children, were killed on that day. Those who couldn't leave, such as disabled people, Daesh killed them in their villages. We didn't have time to escape to the mountain. When they besieged us, they surrounded the village so we couldn't escape. Men in the village were telephoning. They were asking for help so that we could escape from the village. But we didn't get help from any side. The Emir of Daesh came and spoke to the head of our village. You have 3 days to convert, or we will kill all of you. Daesh, hundreds entered our village and gathered all of us inside the school. The goal of Daesh in coming, they told us when they came, we want to wipe the Yazidi from the face of the earth. They took our possessions, took our mobiles, took our IDs. They took our jewelry, including our earrings. Then they separated and took out the men while we were in this school. My brothers were taken with the men. They were killing them, and we women and girls were seeing them through the windows. They took us to Salah. In Salah, again, they separated us into unmarried girls, boys, unmarried women, elderly women. They separated 80 elderly women from us and they killed them in Salah. And my mother was among the 80 elderly women killed in Salah. The boys, they took them to their training sites. We were 150 girls, aged 9 to 25 or 26. They took us away in buses that night. They took us to Mosul, to one of their centers, where there were hundreds of girls. They didn't kill us because they wanted to rape us. I tried to escape from the first man, but before I could get through the window, he caught me. Anyone could rape us. They were selling us and renting us. We never expected to be able to escape because there was Daesh wherever we looked. But I escaped with the help of a family in Mosul. That family. Honestly, I didn't expect that there was anyone who would help us. Nobody helped us until that day. Of course, it's a big thing, and I'm honored today. David Cameron in Parliament mentioned my name and my community. He said that Yazidi have been persecuted greatly, yet nothing is done for us. We can't bear this anymore. I want serious action, not just words. And I want international protection to be provided for us. Rescue our girls and women and recognize what is happening to the Yazidi as a genocide. Thousands are missing. And 27 mass graves have been discovered. They have not been looked at yet. In the camps, our people and their thousands go hungry. Those held by Daesh for a year and several months have endured. Too much has happened to them. Every hour, what I've seen in the past, it's been happening to them since. I don't have much information about politics, but there are things I want from all the world and all governments and from all humans who will hear my voice, that we all stand together from all religions and all countries. Whatever happens, we all are human and we all are the same. We take a stand for conscience and humanity, cut off these things happening to us today so that this will not happen to other people, so it will not happen to other children, women, and girls, and to eradicate this terrorism from the world.
Nadia Murad, think about that. You're having your family, you're living your normal life, and just suddenly somebody comes in because they have this evil belief that they have somebody they're listening to that's gonna kill you if you don't convert to their religion, and they're gonna kill your dad and kill your brothers and kill everybody that's 80 years old or older. They're gonna take you because you're a woman, and they're gonna take you and rape you, rent you, sell you, and they're gonna take your little brother from 9 years old to 16 to 18, and they're gonna train him how to do the very same thing to some other young girl. This is what was taking place. This is what previous administrations seemed to wink at. This is when we were shocked, as we were watching the Middle East needs to be organized. This is when we were watching Christians beheaded and people who weren't Muslim enough being destroyed and people being crucified on crosses. And we're crying out. If you were with us over the years, you heard us crying out. Well, she's not, that's what we cried out for.
Yes.
And she made it. And now, because she fought, she said, this should not be part of war. You shouldn't be raping children, raping women and doing this. This is evil. And now, not only did she make it, not only did she survive, but she got recognized for her fight. She says, I don't know about politics, but this has to end. This is evil. And so she became the Nobel Peace Prize winner for 2018 because of her fight. You know what that means to me? That means that God saw her pain. God saw the death of her family. God saw the injustice. He saw the inaction taking place across earth. But thank God, think about this. Because of America choosing new leadership, they decided on a new leader, they had an election, and they voted to bring in a new president, President Donald Trump, and a man who stood up and said, listen, we're gonna turn to God, everybody around me is advising me of that, and I believe that we're gonna be protected by God, and we're gonna end this bloodshed across the world, and that ISIS must end, and guess what? Within less than 24 months, her cry, because a lot of people didn't have her cry.
That's right.
Because they didn't have her pain. But her cry was answered. You might not be appreciative of what God has done, but she appreciates the leadership and a military that goes out and instantly, within a short period of time, eliminates what the previous administration thought.
Tolerated
and thought, you can't do away with it. It was being used as what it was, as a militant force to force people into behavior to reorganize the Middle East, but God stopped it all. She was the price of it. Her family was the price of it. Many were the price of it, but God heard her cry. Hmm. And listen, we got to honor those. We got to remember that could be us. But this is what Jesus said. He said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did it to me. But whatever you didn't do to the least of mine, you didn't do to me. And some people out there right now are saying, well, she wasn't yet a Christian. Well, she could have been if you would have been a missionary. Hmm. A lot of people are open up for the love of God. They want to know about God, but you haven't gone to tell them yet. But one way you can do that with VFNKB, that's what we're doing. We're broadcasting all around the world. She's probably going to see this very program where we're honoring her. She's going to know that you care. You can join the tribe, join the family, partner, you know, invest in getting this around the world. We're in every country around the world. It's amazing what God is doing. But the whole world needs to know this happened, so it will never happen again. And you can do that by connecting. Go to vfnkb.com and look for connect and donate. So you don't want to be a part of this. I want to partner with y'all to be able to get this truth out, to get Nadia's story out, and to get the other stories that we constantly put out all around the year. It's because of you, people like you, who stand with us together. We're able to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, spread the hope, and realize good things can happen, even though we're going through an evil season, and that we have a God that cares, even if you're not Christian enough for them yet. Because God cares. Read your Bible. God cares. God cared about nations who took care of Israel when they weren't Israeli, they weren't Jewish, but because they blessed Israel, God blessed that nation. Mm. He says, I'll bless those who bless you. And understand, God cares about every human being on the face of the earth. The question is, do we care enough to go? And one way you can go is partner with VFNKB. Go to vfnkb.org, right?
That's
VFNKB.com, and choose on a partner now and connect with us. And together, we'll make sure this story gets out that may God may it never happen again on the face of the earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.